Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the seventh Supara was recited. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those people whose hearts are pure from prejudice and malice and evil, and they are prepared to accept the truth, and when the Quran Sharif is recited before them, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ, you will see the eyes actually flowing with tears because they realize this is the truth. And eventually they will easily accept the Quran and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And in place of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them great reward in this world also. And in the year after, Allah ta'ala will give them Jannah, the highest levels of Jannah. On the other hand, those who deny the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the people of Jahannam. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal, then a person from his own set should not make it haram. And on the other side, whatever Allah has made haram, a person should not make it halal. Both of this year, tahrimul halal and tahlilul haram is kufr. It takes a person out of the fall of Islam. So, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this. Murana Ahmad Lahori rahmatullah has given a beautiful rapt and connection between his ayat. He said that before this, Allah ta'ala had mentioned about dawah towards Islam. And he says now when a person is giving dawah towards Islam, a person must present Islam in the exact pure way as Islam is given. Was shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't try to whatever Allah has made halal to make it haram, what Allah has made haram to make it halal. Present Islam exactly in its pure form. This will have a great effect because there is anwara, there is light in the teachings of Islam. So this will have an effect on the hearts of people. So when a person is on, he says, when you are on your tabligh, suffer of tabligh, then do not make halal haram and haram halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions thereafter, when a person has taken an oath and he has to break the oath, then what is the kafara for this? The penalty a person has to pay. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about alcohol and gambling and these arrows of divination which the people used to use in the past eras. All of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is rich. Alcohol, intoxicants, and gambling especially, filth and dirt, min amali shaitan, an action of shaitan. Stay far away from it so you will be successful. Shaitan wants to create amongst the people enmity and hatred regarding wine and gambling. So these things are the idea of no goodness. A person gets a bit of enjoyment for a short while, but the effects it has thereafter, it takes clouds a person's mind. A person's izzat and honor is taken away. A person becomes like a fool. And how much of harm comes. And so enmity is created amongst people. And then your ta'aluk with Allah Ta'ala is broken. وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ السَّلَاةِ. He prevents you from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from salat also. Aren't you people going to stop such an evil action? Follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and abstain from all of these things. And if you people turn away, remember the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam have given their message. You are the one who will suffer the consequences of it. We know what alcohol, how much of harm it causes. Gambling, whole families are destroyed, the wealth of a person is taken away. And today in all different forms, how it's presented and put forward to people that you'll get so much of benefit. The money which a person gets by gambling also is haram money, there's no barakat and blessings in that wealth. But the way the lotto, the most amount of money which is spent in South Africa, even amongst the poor people, is a cell phone and it's gambling. The lotto, even the basic necessities of food are not taken into account. Person doesn't worry about that. But more is worried about how can I spend my money. One person was saying during the lockdown when the alcohol sales were stopped, then their sales in the shop increased so much. Clothing, a basic necessity. He said our sales increased so much. People couldn't get alcohol, so they were buying clothing, which is a basic necessity. Poor people. He said as soon as the sales they were started again the sales dropped down. It shows that the people, the first thing they do when they buy is the alcohol. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala great favor upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram upon us. What a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are our brains, our aqal, our intelligence, our izzat, our honor. All of this remains when a person abstains from this. Together with this, all kinds of drugs. It is also part of khamar. It also takes away a person's mind. It intoxicates a person. A person should stay far away from it. It completely destroys a person. And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a person has done wrong in the past, he's made a mistake, but now he's sincere, then there is no harm upon such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who got the quality of ihsan, who want to turn their attention back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about that imtihans and examinations will come in a person's life. For example, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so great they were, but Allah ta'ala tested them. In Hudaybiyah they were going, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition of ihram, a person cannot hunt animals. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such the animals came right in front of them. Like the rabbits which you can catch with your hands, and the bucks and deer which you can just use your spear, and easily you can get those animals walking in front of them. But Allah ta'ala was testing them to see, لِيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُ بِالْغَيْبِ, who will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the unseen. That Allah is watching me, Allah is fully aware. A person will kiss the bounds after this. For him is a very severe punishment. In our life also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us with different types of traps. Maybe today is the time of the trap of the woman folk or the cell phone. These are all traps. Allah ta'ala is testing a person. These are also said, shikar, prey, which comes to a person. Sometimes it's in the form of haram money, which comes to a person. So these are all examinations. It's not that Allah, that now I've got this, I'm very fortunate this woman has come into my clutches. But it's an examination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing a person to see who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Masjid al-Haram, the Kaaba Sharif. As ulama say that this is our markaz. And a person must keep himself connected to his markaz. No matter where you are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for da'wat, etc. But remember that the markaz of deen is Kaaba Sharif. And a person must keep his heart connected to Kaaba Sharif. Do not break your ta'alluq with Kaaba Sharif. And if a person who breaks his, as like ulama say that in the Quran Sharif, Allah mentions Qiyam al-Linnas, it's the means of the establishment of people, the spiritual life of people is by means of Kaaba Sharif. So we have to keep ourselves connected to Kaaba Sharif. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain of the wrong beliefs of the mushrikeen, making halal, haram, haram, halal, etc. Allah ta'ala mentions this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about when a person is about to pass away, he should have wasiyat, he should make a bequest, he should have a will ready, especially if a person is going on safar, he should make sure that this is everything is his paperwork, everything is sorted out properly, so there is no doubt thereafter. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, we all have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep all of these things in mind. On the day of Qiyamah, you'll get the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam testifying either in our favor or against us. So a person must do such actions by which he will get the testimony of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And here especially Allah ta'ala mentioned about Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, how he will stand up on the day of Qiyamah and he will testify against those people who said that he's a god and the deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions the incident of the Ma'idah. The people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they wanted a sign from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were saying, has your Rabb got the ability to send down upon us one Dastur Khan from the sky? Ulama say that this question also was very disrespectful. Does your Rabb have the power? Allah has got the power. How could they have, and even to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see a sign, a miracle, it was disrespectful. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told them, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they said, no, I want our yaqeen to increase. So anyhow, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for them. And Allah ta'ala said, I will send it down to you people. But those who are disobedient, who make kufr after this year, I will punish them. Because after seeing the clear sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still they are breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly what happened when the Dastur Khan came down, according to some Mufassirin. And then the people started hoarding. They were not supposed to have hoarded from there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished those people. So the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person must hold firm unto it. We've got the Quran Sharif, the greatest miracle and sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person should hold firm unto it and should not show disrespect to the Quran Sharif and should obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah An'am. Ulama say that the subject matter of this surah is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different ways. In two ways, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his Tawheed and his Qudrat and power. One is by taqreer and one is by talqeen. Taqreer means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains. He gives one proof, he gives another proof, and he explains, tries to make it established in a person's heart. And the other one is talqeen. Allah is asking us, he asks questions. Have you seen this here? Have you seen this here? Is this possible? Is this possible? Hasn't Allah ta'ala got the power? And Allah ta'ala is asking a person, and he is persuading a person, or he's questioning a person, so a person himself must start thinking and pondering, and realize the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama say that 70,000 angels came down with the surah, and the whole surah was revealed one time, showing the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the heavens and the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made darknesses and light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates maddiyat, the physical things also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates ruhaniyat, spirituality also. So outwardly Allah created the heavens and the earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created tawheed and kufr and shirk, zuluma, darknesses, all sins, etc. Allah is the creator of everything, and nur, light, itaat, and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has created all of this. So physical things also Allah has created, and spiritual things also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you from sand, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you some life in this world. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, travel in the world, siru fil ardi, thumma anzuru kayfa kana aqibatul mukazzibin. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed those people who denied, were not prepared to accept. And in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his tawheed and oneness, that if any harm comes to a person, there is no one to remove it besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah ta'ala gives you some goodness, Allah has got full power over it. Allah ta'ala can do as he wants to. He's got full control over his bandas and servants. And on the other hand, those who are not prepared to accept tawheed, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ Who can be a bigger zalim and oppressor than those people who make a fabrication against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They are not prepared to accept His ayat and His signs. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, how they will have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will say that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if only we could be returned back into this world, then we won't disbelieve you. We'll be among the pious people. But then it'll be too late for a person. They used to say in this world, in here illa hayatun dunya. We are only living, it's a worldly life. We've got one life only. Let us enjoy ourselves. We won't be resurrected. But if only the day you see, when they will stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will realize, oh, how I wasted my life. That this is for the non-Muslims, but the Muslims for us to take lesson also, that when we stand up on the day of Qiyamah, how much of our lives, minutes, seconds, comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the person in Jannah also, he will regret over the time of his spent in this world without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one second which is spent, how a person will regret. The day of Qiyamah is called Yawmul Hasra, the day of regret and sorrow, and a person will look back, how much I could have acquired in this world, what a world it was to prepare for my akhirat, but how much I lost out. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in this life, worldly life, Allah ta'ala sometimes gives us tests and examinations so that a person can turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the past nations also, we sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to the people, messengers to them, and then when they were not prepared to accept, we gave them some difficult conditions, some problems in their life, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَرَّعُونَ, so that they can humble themselves and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why when this difficulty came upon them, they didn't humble themselves, but unfortunately their hearts had become hard, and shaitan beautified for them their actions. So now when a person became even more into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they forgot what they were reminded of, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, we open up upon them the doors of everything. So to have the doors of everything, ni'mat and bounties in this world, is not a sign of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say that sometimes a ni'mat, outward bounty, it can either be a ni'mat or it can be a niqmat, it can be a punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when Allah ta'ala opens up, so when a person, how will he see whether it's a ni'mat or it's a niqmat, whether it's a bounty of Allah ta'ala or it's a punishment? You see, one thing is when a person, if he's using the ni'mat and bounties in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then realize it's a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is happy with a person. But if he's using the same bounties in the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, he's doing more into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then realize this is a punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat has given a beautiful example, the example of a person, he's got a parrot in the house, and there's one mouse in the house also. So the parrot, a person now is happy with the parrot, it's the pet. So every day the housewife, she takes some lovely cheese or some lovely hot ghee roti and she gives it to the parrot because she is happy with the parrot. She's giving it. The same now, one day the mouse is coming and is troubling and is eating the potatoes, and one day is eating the onions, and one day it also eats the housewife's scarf, and now the housewife becomes very upset. Now enough is enough. I'm going to destroy this mouse. So she goes and buys one mouse trap. She brings it home and she puts that lovely fresh cheese on that mouse trap. So when the mouse comes out and he says, hey, what a ni'mat, ni'mat khair mutaraqqaba, and an unexpected bounty. The housewife, right in front of me, she loves me so much. She's given me this cheese right in front of my house. I don't have to go out and search for it now. Such a big piece of cheese. And while the mouse is eating the cheese, eating it, and eventually it's completely destroyed. فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, eventually the roots of those people who are oppressed will be completely cut off. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala is a punishment. It's not only a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the person must see the ni'mat and bounties. Am I using it in obedience of Allah ta'ala? Am I getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I going further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The person will realize that what his condition is. So conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good conditions and difficult conditions. Therefore, both conditions, the person must turn his attention more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inform me if Allah ta'ala takes away your eyes and your ears, and Allah places a seal on the heart, which God and deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it back? Allah ta'ala has got full control over this year, over every part of your body. So turn your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, I have been prohibited to worship anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tell them, I do not follow your people's desires and my desires. If I do so, I will be completely misguided, following a person's desires. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually coming to the end of the surah, he mentions the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the end of the parah, the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the father of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam saw many different signs. He saw the sun and the moon and the stars, and every one of them had weaknesses within them. They went down eventually. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said, none of these. He was trying to explain to his people, can be my God, my Khuda, Allah is everlasting. I turn my attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created the heavens and the earth. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And I'm hanifan, on a straight path, not turning to this way or to that way, but on the straight path of tawheed and the oneness of Allah ta'ala, and I'm not making partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People try to fight with him, but Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was not prepared to accept it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the proof we had given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And this wasn't only for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Many of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah mentions them in great detail. They came, all of them, they all came with the same message. The message of tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulaika alladhina hadallah. These are the people who Allah guided. Fabihudahu muqtadih. Follow them. Follow such people. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the pious. The servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are firm on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow them. And they did not ask for any reward in this worldly life. They say, we are only giving nasihat and advice to you people to accept the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Quran Sharif, that the Quran Sharif and Kitab is a Kitab which is full of barakat and blessings. And it testifies to all the previous Kitabs and is to warn the people. So a person must take full lesson from the Quran Sharif. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are many signs in this world. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain from the skies. Then by means of it, all plantations grow. And then a person, and now all different kinds of fruits, there's two different ways a person looks at it. Some ways there is a kufar and disbeliever, he will just look at the fruit as a fruit. It has come, I have to eat it, it's a ni'mat, it's a bounty, I'm using it. But a believer, he will look at it with a different eye, with a different sight. He will see Allah's qudrat behind it. He will see Allah's power behind it. Who is that being who has put the sugar into that fruit? The fruit, yeah, yesterday it was unripe. It never had taste. Now, after 2 days, 3 days, suddenly, the thing has come very sweet. Who is that being who has put the sugar and made the thing sweet? Made the fruit so lovely and sweet. And it placed the color in it. It was green yesterday. Today, it has come a different color. Unduru ila tamari idha asmara wa yan'i. Look at the fruit. When that thing becomes ripe, and when the thing becomes, when it blossoms and it becomes ripe, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكُمْ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. In there are many signs for people who've got iman. Only a person who's got iman, he will be able to understand this here. So he will say, Subhanallah, how Allah Ta'ala has created this. So we must look at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just looking at, but it's the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person must open up his eyes, the eyes of the heart, and whatever he sees around him now, he will look at it in a different way. He will see it with the signs of, with the eyes of iman. When he sees the sun rising also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given the sun. Subhanallah, there is a dua to be recited at that time also. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَقْفَالَنَا يَوْمَنَا هَذَا وَلَمْ يُهْلِكْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا. A person sees the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the one who has given us his great bounties. So everything in life, whether it's food, whether it's drink, whether we're sleeping also waking up, whether it's a baby, whatever we see in life, behind it we have to look at Musabbibul Asbab, the creator of Asbab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just to look at the outward sabab, the outward cause and the outward means, what the effect what we see, but there is always there's a being behind it, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually mentions that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you continue giving your da'wat and calling the people towards the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah wanted to, none of them would have made a shirk. But this is not the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are doing your duty and responsibility. Continue fulfilling your responsibility. However, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. When you are calling the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not show baizdati to the even to the idols or the false things what they are worshipping. Because then if you are speaking, you start mocking and the gods, the false gods, even though they are false gods, if you mock them and you use vulgar language against them, then these people now in enmity, they will start speaking ill of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. Like it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not swear your parents. Sahaba radiallahu anhu was shocked in those times, where could a person ever swear his parents? So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained for their understanding that no, you swear the parents of somebody else, then that person will swear your parents. So you are indirectly, you are the cause of a person swearing your own parents. So similarly in this idea also, indirectly you will be the cause of people swearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you're giving da'wah towards the non-Muslims also, a person mustn't start disrespecting their gods and start speak the tawheed, the oneness, the truth of Allah, the truth, that this is incorrect, and this, we shouldn't worship these gods, they are weak, they cannot do anything. But a person shouldn't mock them, shouldn't mock another person's religion or make a joke of it, because then that person will start speaking ill about Islam, he will start mocking and making a joke of Islam. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that usul at the end of the para, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us live with iman, die with iman, and be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah with iman.